20.
And then we all do the clap.
I wish,
because Mikal has never recorded with us.
Yeah.
So we, Selena has this thing that she does when we record, so it all syncs up and we all have to clap at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, so it makes a big.
Yeah. And then nice. You can just align them.
Spikes. That's
so but it's smart. Also serves as like a way to be, get excited for the show because it's like, yes!
Right. Well, welcome to Hype, everybody.
Hey.
Hype Live.
Hype Live.
Hype Live.
We're live.
Fish. Yeah.
This is Hype Live take two. Hype you might never see take one, but this is going to be more fun.
Yeah, because we have more people.
We do.
Me and Pam tried and failed to record yesterday.
This is like we're doing a radio show.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's so great to actually look at you while we talk.
Hold on, I'm going to take a picture.
It's also creepy.
While you keep going.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Hype. As Pam said, my name is Selena, and we have Pam and Kyle and Mikal, all live. She's taking a picture while I'm speaking. Hello.
That's perfect.
Okay,
Selena,
there you go. And we are at San Diego Comic Con. It's Sunday. We just finished everything. We are, of course, with Hypebool.com, where you can find all of the Comic Con coverage that your heart desires and more. We are a huge group of people here, and we've been covering pretty much everything, so that's where you need to go to find the stuff. But we want to do a quick live-ish or on-scene reporting to just talk a little bit about what we've been doing and what kind of fun encounters that we have had. So what embarrassing moments we've had in
bathrooms. Oh, God.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, you guys haven't heard this story.
No.
It's a Hype debut.
It's a Hype.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So a lot of fun things coming up. We, as always, want to remind you of the contact information. I don't forget that just because people are looking at me and it gets distracting. Kyle's collecting a Kinder egg and yep. You know, live entertainment.
Live entertainment. Tasking. Yeah.
So you can of course find us on Twitter at Hypeable Hype. You can find us on Instagram where there's some stuff now.
There's stuff coming up too, you guys. We have so much, like I have pictures. I don't know if you guys have pictures, but I have pictures that we'll be rolling out.
Absolutely.
Soon.
And that's also Hypeable Hype on Instagram. You can find us on Hypeable, which is hypable.com. And you can find us on Tumblr, hypepodcast.tumblr.com. That's the one thing we haven't done anything yet.
No,
so
but
we need to think of something.
We'll be pushing some things out.
Absolutely.
As soon as we brainstorm.
It's hard to know where to put what.
Yeah.
Because there's so many. You
totally.
Can put it on your own Twitter. You can put it on Hypeable's Twitter or mm-hmm. Hypeable Instagram or the site or on YouTube. You know, it's mm-hmm. crazy. So,
and we should mention also that like all of us that have been here, like we're very easy to find on Twitter
mm-hmm.
Via the Hypeable
really?
Hype account.
Call
yeah.
us.
By the way, we're in a very noisy Airbnb. So enjoy the ambient noise. It makes them more organic. You can find like perspective tweets from like all of our perspective adventures on our own Twitters
yeah.
and everywhere. We've been posting everywhere. So we hope that you feel like you've come along for this journey.
Yeah. So if you have that, your feet hurting quite as much.
That's right.
Well, I was just going to say, because we are all regular hosts, but you, of course, are not.
Yeah.
So do you want to just give your Twitter and...
Talk a little about yourself. Tell
yeah.
us what you do on Hypeable.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. My name is Michal. I am on Twitter at InkEsRain. And if you follow me already, you know that I cover all things Marvel Cinematic Universe television side. So that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Jessica Jones, the other shows that are also important. Sadly, not Agent Carter anymore.
Game of Thrones.
I also cover Game of Thrones, and I also cover Avatar, The Last Airbender, because that some of that stuff is still around. And I help out with the book stuff. More on that later, actually.
Ooh, yeah. Exciting tease. So we have a lot of exciting stuff to get into, but I think we should just start by going round table.
Yeah.
I wish this was a round table, Pam.
Oh, yeah.
Round table.
That would just...
Another failure of this Airbnb.
Yeah.
It's okay. Can't win them all.
It's a round microphone. That kind of counts.
That's true.
You know?
We're going to go round the mic.
Yeah. round the mic. I think... It's hard because we've done so much. I think maybe we should just start by saying like the one thing that's sort of
favorite,
the most exciting or unexpected, anything like that. So Pam, why don't you start?
Well, my favorite, I've been like waiting for this all Comic-Con weekend. You guys, I got to do the Prison Break roundtables and the press. Well, that's the same thing. Sorry. It's been a long week.
Long.
I got to do the Prison Break press room and the Hall H panel, and it was wonderful. Prison Break is one of my favorite shows of the early O's. So it was really, really fun to kind of get back into that mindset and ask, you know, these actors that have all moved on to other projects like Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash about, you know, a show that I loved a lot when I was, you know, a little younger. So that was great.
Awesome. And you, Kyle?
Ugh, my favorite moment?
Yes.
God, I don't know.
Or interview. Or
interview? Okay. Now they're all, like, blurring together, you know?
Why don't you talk about your favorite, like, panel or press room, and then we'll do, like, favorite random moments.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my favorite panel was the... Which panel did I go to?
It's all, Arrow, like...
Okay,
you did...
Orphan Black.
Oh, okay, cool.
Orphan Black was great, because it was the final season, you know? And it was interesting to see all the fans come up, and they've grown so exponentially from last Comic-Con.
He's crying, guys.
It's just such an emotional,
so emotional
time. Kyle, I'm gonna give you a hug.
Thank you.
See, that's the best part about podcasting live.
Yeah, you can actually give me a hug.
I know.
Yeah. No, but the very first Comic-Con that they were in a room that can only hold like not even 500 people, and it was tiny. It sold out super quick, and this year they were in the third biggest hall at the convention center.
That's awesome.
So it was really great.
The little show that could.
Yeah, right?
That's ending soon, right?
Yeah, it's just the last season, the season
oh,
five.
Wow.
Yep. And then, awesome. And then Tatiana Maslany finally got nominated for another Emmy. Twice. Wow. Yeah.
So how many Tatiana Maslany's were at the panel?
At the panel, there are probably around a couple hundred because there are several
he missed my joke.
Several cosplayers.
Several cosplayers.
I know, I got your joke. Okay. I was answering with the joke.
I think
it
was like riposting.
That must have been, that must be so cool for her because it's literally just like all different variations of her character, like the same character she plays coming up to ask questions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Joss Whedon actually, I went to two Joss Whedon panels and he's obsessed with Tatiana Maslany. And he's like,
really?
Yeah, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
That is a match made in heaven. Absolutely.
But like he was saying how like he would love to work with her, but he can't like write a part for her.
Why not?
But if because he can't write for people, like it's
he
hard.
He did it for Dushku.
I know.
That's how Dollhouse happened.
Yeah. But like, but he would love to because he loves her.
I would love that. Oh, that'd be such a great partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are you done?
Well, okay. As soon as I said that, literally my favorite panel. It was Arrow, actually, because they sang Hamilton. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only reason. Sorry.
Yeah, that was
Black.
Awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, you have to go to Hyperbole and find that video because that is beautiful.
It is great.
I heard they did it on another panel as well. Like
did they really?
Flash. Or one of the other CW panels. I don't know. It was one of the other ones.
Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So, Michal, what is your favorite thing?
I always love the Shield roundtables. They're a fun cast and they're nice and they're just fun to talk to. I always especially love talking to Marissa and Jed, who are like my faves. that was probably my favorite like professional thing that I did. I had some other things. I didn't have any like exciting run-ins though. Like the coolest thing that happened was that Stephen Moffat came out of a car in front of the hotel across the street. And I was looking through the window.
You were just saying that, how, like,
you should have.
I haven't. What?
I was gonna say, you should open the window and yell, "When's Sherlock season 4 coming up?"
Like, first up in the dark.
Yeah. You guys are watching for Hyperbole.
Let me into your mind palace. I was gonna say, like, I haven't seen a single celebrity out of professional circumstance. Like, there hasn't been, and I don't know. That's just me being blind, or if they're not walking around as much, or
maybe they're just hiding because they know you and they're they're like, oh no, I just
because
she's gonna ask the really good questions, so I just like, I'm not ready to handle the good questions right now.
Oh, that's what it is. I'll be doing that, yeah. No, but my favorite thing was that I mean, surprise, it's the 100 related. But no, this is my first Comic-Con, so everything is new and everything is different, and I've done panels and interviews and all that stuff before, but not anything like this. So I was doing a lot of the 100 press stuff, and I've been covering the show for the site for a couple of years. And the first interview I did at Comic-Con was actually with Shauna and Julie Benson, shout out if they're listening. Probably not, but who knows? So, who are doing Birds of Prey, which is a new DC comic. So I was like, well, I'll interview them because I have the Hunter connection and I like their work. And I came up to interview them and they saw me and they looked at my name tag, they looked at my face and they were like, Selena, is that you? And I was like, yes.
You know me.
And they were so nice. And aww, we talked about like just the tumultuous things that are going on, and they were like we read your coverage and you have some really cool stuff. Aww. And that, you know, it's like a validation thing, so that felt really big because it's the first time I've had something like that. And at the 100 roundtable stuff, I also met Jason Rothenberg, the creator, and he recognized me as well. And then I was like, I met him in the hallway right after, and I was like, I just want to say hello and introduce myself. He's like, you're Selena from iBubble, I read your stuff all the time. And I was like, wow. It's just such a feeling of like, wow, people actually pay attention, you know. Yeah. You're not just shouting into a void, which is nice sometimes. I met Kim Shumway as well, who's also right on the 100, and just...
You also, the other guy at the party, the Stars party.
That's a different kind of, I'm going into a lot of stuff. I'll say my one favorite thing was the 100 writers, sort of interacting with them. So, but maybe we should talk a little bit about the Stars party, and we can talk about some of the other parties we've attended, because that's another thing that I think people might be interested in hearing about, because it's not something we're going to write about, which is obviously when you go to Comic-Con and you're pressed, sometimes you're lucky, and in your inbox, there'll be a little invite to some party, not the EW party.
No,
you know, we've talked about that a lot.
Someday,
guys. We've talked about this before. We're going to have a rejects from EW party at the same time as the EW party. Oh. So everyone who's rejected from that can come to our party.
That's everyone, though.
What do you mean? It's going to be a hit. It's going to be amazing.
And then we're going to start turning people at the door, and then next year it's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to want to go to the High People Reject Party.
This was going
to
be like High People Reject Party. But then the best thing is then people will start getting rejected from that, and we'll set up a hype reject.
Right, because we're at bottom of the totem pole.
And it'll be great.
And then after that, we'll be too big for everybody. And
yeah.
And then EW will be like,
we're going to be like, no, because you didn't let us in 2016. Yeah. Think about what year it was. This is so bad.
Stay tuned, guys. In 2025, we're going to be really big.
Yeah. We're big in the future.
We're big in the future. Yeah. Can that be our tagline?
Yeah, we're big in the future.
I love that.
It's that quote. It's like, I'm so ahead of my time. People, you haven't even met me yet or something. Yeah.
That's hype. Perfect.
Yeah, it's just like, join the revolution now.
Yeah, you know. So you can see why our parties would be fun, because Pam's there making jokes.
It's just the worst jokes. Kyle thinks I'm funny, though. That's
I do.
In my life.
I really
Thank
do.
You.
Instead of a photo booth, we'll have a joke booth with Pam. People can come and sit next to you and get a joke. Anyway, we're talking about party. So me and Kyle and a bunch of the other High People writers attended the Stars party, which is for like Ash vs. Evil Dead and American Gods. And there were some, because when you see like quote unquote celebrities around, it's like, you know, it's so stupid. Like I feel stupid going up and being like, oh my god, I love you, can I have a picture? That's pretty much exactly what I ended up doing at this party. But I wasn't gonna. So we came in and there were free sunglasses and free drinks.
Yep.
That was great.
Free books, free food.
Neil Gaiman was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to say hi to him, but I'm a big fan, so I was like, oh my god, it's him in the flesh. And there were a bunch of people there, and Ricky Whittle was there.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless.
Well, yes, still.
Sorry.
But so basically, Ricky Whittle from The 100 was now on American Gods, and Lucy Lawless, who was on Cortina, was there, and me and Karen, who's another High School writer and co-host of Rewatchable, we were both so into Lucy Lawless, and we were basically like following her from the party like creeps, trying to psych ourselves out to asking for a picture. We couldn't do it. She kept moving away. We kept like shuffling after her.
I actually witnessed this.
A pillar.
I actually like looked over at you guys, and you guys were standing at the pillar, and like she was right there, and you guys were like looking, and then turning away, and then looking, And then
yep, that's what we were. That's how cool we were. So
it was great. It was beautiful.
Twitter from the other side. Yeah. So, but then Kristen finally had to intervene for us and get us a picture. So we have pictures with Xena. We have a picture with Ricky Whittle. I was like, oh my God, I love, like, if you're going to be an American Gods, because it's really cool and really cool interactions.
I had a conversation with David Spade or Slade. Mm-hmm. Slade, after you had a conversation with him, I had a conversation with him about beard oil. Because he has amazing. That, like, huge beard. Mm-hmm. And so we had, like, a 2-minute long conversation about beard care.
That's awesome. So that sort of transitions into our embarrassing stories, but I want to hear more about the parties first.
Party stories. Anything?
Kyle and I went to this weird nylon party.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Party. It was super cool.
Yeah. Christian Naren. Yeah, Naren from Game of Thrones, of course, plays Hodor, was the DJ, and that was like the highlight.
It was amazing, because yeah. we go downstairs, and he is... He's just there,
DJ thing.
And he's like super into it, and his eyes are closed, and he's like rocking his head
like
back and
into
forth.
It. And then everybody's like super inebriated around him, and they're all just like, Hodor, Hodor.
Everyone around him was like, Hodor,
Hodor, Hodor, hold the door. It was really funny. And then... But it was like too dark in there, so like you don't really know who was famous and who was not.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell. I ran into Jeff Davis in the cast of Teen Wolf at the party.
You did tell me that.
Yeah,
I saw you see Jeff Davis the first time,
mm-hmm.
and you were telling me like, "Oh, that's Jeff Davis."
Yeah,
I don't watch
Teen
Wolf, so.
And then when you left, I went back to find him, and we hung out, and like they tried to get me to do shots, and I was like, "No, I'm okay." But that was fun.
Awesome.
It was. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we all went to the biggest party of the entire San Diego Convention Center. The entire SDCC, just a Scholastic party. I mean, that's end all be
clearly.
All, right?
Yeah.
That's like the party. Just kidding.
We were getting louder and louder. We're like shouting.
Our bad.
I forgot we went to
Hodor got us really excited.
I know. Or you just resented.
The Scholastic party is really nice because it's really laid back.
It's really, really mm-hmm. chill.
And you always get free books. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love free books?
Kyle doesn't.
I don't like the specific free books, but I did get free books at the convention when we all walked around.
Yes, we did. We walked around the floor a little bit, and mm-hmm. you were there.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday night was really fun.
Yeah.
I'd actually never done that before, like, go with other people. I'd always
just really?
Been on my own. So, like, it was a little bit like... ducklings like trying to swim through a very strong current
and trying to find each other
and then we all kept running into people we knew who
right.
we were like
exactly.
wait
by different things like I just need to check that out for a second
like staying close mm-hmm. Selena, because you've never been what was that experience like for you just to like walk into the throng of
for the first time.
I mean, I know I'm Danish, but I've been in a crowd before.
No, I know, but like, this is like eye candy everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like, in terms of all this stuff, like on the floor, it's all about buying things, all about getting free stuff. I'm not that super into it, but I just feel like it's like knowing that everyone around you is into something, like he's there because they're a fan, like that. I love that, and hearing people get excited about things, and they're seeing cosplays of their favorite characters, and just sort of getting that experience. I thought an artist promoting their stuff, like there were so many artists. I spoke to a few comic book creators because for hype, spoiler alert, we're looking to feature more female artists. If you're listening, you know, now you know, female artists out there. And I was talking to some comic book creators who I'm like doing female like comics or artists or whatever, and they were just all so it's like a pool of passion. That sounds gross.
Well, yeah, because you made it, so
it wasn't gross.
It wasn't gross. Yeah, it was actually kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it was really great. And then you said that.
Well. Though it's like equal parts beautiful and gross.
Yes, it's very true.
Yeah, because, and I know you talked about this too, Michal, that there's always this downside of like you get like a little bit, like you said, you were like disgusted, but I feel like it's a strong word, but it's a good word of like how
like materialistic at all. It's like a temporary sort of like. I always kind of feel a little bit out of body when I have this moment where I realize like everybody's here because they want something, and then I'm like.
But what do they want?
Yeah, exactly. What do they want? Is that really going to make them happy? Oh, am I happy?
That's probably why the Jesus freaks are outside. Yeah. They're looking for the unstable.
They finally showed up today.
Yeah, they know. I wonder why. They missed the Exorcist TV show demonstration. That's right up their alley.
But yeah, you're right. Like that's the thing of also seeing, because it's hard for us because we've talked about this too. Like I wouldn't necessarily stand in line for any panel because I'm like, well, if I really wanted to see it, I could just see it online. So I'm there to like be press.
I feel like I just have been doing this for so long, like not necessarily Comic-Con, but like the entertainment journalist thing. And so I try not to take things for granted and I try and see it from the other side. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, like everybody has like somebody like that one person or like maybe like their top five people they would like genuinely get excited about, whether that be like a creator or an artist or a songwriter or whatever, a novelist. And I think about who those people would be for me. And if I saw them or if I were able to see them like in the flesh, like do their thing, it's a different experience. You take something different away from that. And I know at the end of the day, it's just people talking that regurgitate words that other people write for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like it means something to them and it's beautiful.
And I think it reverts back to day one when Zachary Levi was like, just making sure people know that they're important because they have a feeling of, they have a feeling of self-worth is like their self-worth is what panels they can get into, what stars they can see, who they touch. Mm-hmm. And like, it's important to them to let them know like you're important.
Yeah.
You are important.
Again. I feel so
but it goes but
you're
it
worth something.
But it goes
you
the other
what?
Way too, because I think that like if that is your if that's your goal, right? If you like love this person so much that you want to breathe the same air, just like be in the moment and like take the opportunity if you're lucky enough to like be face to face to like ask something more than just can I get a selfie? Like the selfie is going to last forever, but like, if you want them to understand how much they mean to you, then just say something. I mean, even if it's just thank you for the show, I think that goes such a long way. And you'd be surprised how many actors don't hear that enough.
That's a good point.
You know, like your favorite, like your character you played on this show, like it means a lot to me. Or like,
I will say that's true because when I was doing the Wynonna Earp press round tables, like we actually had, it was another story, like I accidentally made one of the actresses cry because
should we start singing now?
It wasn't me, I didn't do anything, but it was because I asked her what her like inspiration, like her, if she had any personal heroes, because her character, the main character, is like a hero for a lot of people now, and she was like thinking back and she like started crying. She was so emotional. But so for her and also for the other main actress, that show means a lot to a lot of people, and they get people writing to them and talking to them and being like, you have really inspired me, you have really made me like understand myself, and you've really like given me strength and all those things. And then the other actress as well got really teary-eyed because that matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a show like Wynonna Earp, which isn't that big yet, and they don't get the
oversaturation.
Yeah, the fans aren't like, oh my god, I want a selfie with this person because they're super famous. They're like, oh my god, this like show has impacted me. You know, so that kind of fandom definitely is true.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what people you react to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was saying before, I saw Joss Whedon in the flesh for the first time twice, once in Hall H and once at Nerd HQ, which was like a much smaller venue. And he's something like I've always said, he's one of the people that I would be most like amazed to meet because he's one of the people that have influenced me the most. I didn't feel anything like in the room with him. Like it was great, but I didn't have that like, but when we met Xena, I was like, I never thought that I would like, she's never struck me as a person, like an actress. I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're doing a job, but it was just like that feeling of like, oh my god, you know?
Yeah.
So you never know when
it's gonna strike. Because she brought that person to life for you and that influenced you. I feel like Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like you'd be the same if you met like Sarah Michelle Gellar or something, because she is Buffy
maybe,
to you.
But
you know,
you never know. Because I thought I would feel. Yeah. Like, it's not that I still Joss Whedon is no less important to me now.
Right.
It's just that feeling of being in the same space.
Maybe it's just because he isn't nearly on screen as much, and you like.
Mm-hmm. I don't
like,
think so. I've
really?
Seen plenty of interviews with Joss Whedon on screen.
Okay.
No, it's just, like, you're right. It's like the visceral reaction, like, you can't control. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think you just don't realize how much things mean to you sometimes until you see them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I do want to say, like, obviously there's nothing wrong with, like, coming to Comic-Con and being obsessed with getting into a panel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
or, like, getting a signing. Like, I've been there. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, we all have stuff we want. It's just the throng of people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's multiplied by so much that I do get that a little bit disembodied, but that's kind of the way So yeah, it's a mixed experience. So where we go that long tangent, it's a very mixed experience, but I love doing all the press stuff. I wish I could do stuff like that all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah,
you know.
Now
that we've thoroughly bummed everybody out with the pointlessness of everything.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
No, I want to talk about embarrassing stories.
I don't think I have very many this year.
I
have one.
Do
I really?
Yeah.
Which one?
The bathroom
one? Oh, that wasn't that bad. Probably. I block them from my memory until they come up.
I know Kyle has a few.
I know, yeah, Kyle has a good one. Should you go first, and then I'll come back to me, because I'm sure I get think of
you
other
this
things.
On purpose now.
Okay,
no,
I'm not gonna lie. The water with Grant Gustin was okay.
A little on purpose.
I didn't want to spill. No. I didn't want to spill water on him. I just,
you just wanted
to like,
take his shirt off.
No. Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry.
I need to put this
it's okay.
into some context for
these
people.
Okay.
Start from
no
the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, so it was yesterday, and we were doing, most of us were doing press tables at the Hilton Bayfront, and so they have this like set of rooms at the Hilton specifically set aside for press roundtables and stuff, and so the same room that Vampire Diaries was in was scheduled to be in. The Flash was in there at the moment, so they were walking out, and I had so many things in my hand, like my recorder, my water bottle, and my phone, and I think I was like on my phone. I don't remember what I was doing, but I wasn't paying attention, and I bumped into someone, and I like, it wasn't Grant Gustin, it was like someone else, and I was like, oh sorry, and then I saw Grant Gustin, and I think in my head I was like, oh, I can do that again. And so I bumped into him like half on purpose, half like the on purpose part was like just to like barely touch him, but like I fumbled and my water bottle was open and it leaned and it got on his shirt, and I was like, I froze. I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, what do I do? Like, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's not vodka, is it? I was like, no. He's like, okay, it's fine.
He probably saw you like turn around and he's like, oh my god.
God.
Yeah. Like the double bump.
And then today I tripped over Joss Whedon's shoe. I went to get a photo with him, and it was hectic. Anyone who's been at a Nerd HQ like Smiles for Smiles thing, like it's so quick, and they like move you and they tell you where to go, and like, no, go there, mm-hmm. no go there. And so I was trying to move around him to get next to him, and I just tripped over his shoe and I fell over.
The only thing I trip over is the table leg.
Okay, you just need to find
not exciting.
You just need to find a celebrity.
Or a table leg near a celebrity.
Yeah,
fall into their arms.
That's right. Yeah, that is
when you're getting their signing, like you're like, oh, thank you, and then just fall onto the table.
If I were in the same room as Tom Hiddleston, I would definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't judge you, because let's face it, I'd spill anything.
I wouldn't blame you, actually.
I mean, in a totally professional way.
Oh,
but...
yeah. Just like I meant to bump into Grant Gustin.
Absolutely.
Totally professional. Professional? Professional way.
Professional? What?
What?
Superficial or professional?
Professional.
Okay, got it.
I feel like the mix of words is appropriate. Oh, my God. Wow. That's true. This went off the rails fast.
I'm sorry.
Well, you asked for it.
Yeah.
You asked for embarrassing stories.
I did. I have an embarrassing story, too. Oh, ooh. Pam, you have one.
Yeah, but you go should first. Go. Oh, you want me to go first?
No, actually, yours is the worst, so I'll go first. Because Pam always wins.
I did not by choice, okay.
So I was at the Stars Party, going back to the Stars Party. Ricky Whittle was there, and he was the other person that I really wanted to say hello to. I didn't necessarily want a picture. I did get a picture, but I didn't. I just wanted to tell him that I would miss him on the 100, and that I was really excited for him on American Gods. So that was my angle, and I wanted to introduce myself and be like, "I'm from Hypersol, I cover the show," and try to be all professional, right?
with that tone of voice,
yeah,
and that laugh at the end.
Here's my business card.
Oh, I really hope you gave him your business card.
I didn't. Well, that's the thing. I was kind of thrown off my game because apparently I'm not as knowledgeable as I thought it was. So he was walking around with this guy all night, and they sat down on the couch, and Ricky Whittle sat on the inside, and the guy sat on the outside. It was like kind of hard to get to him. So I woke up and I sort of leaned down to the guy and I was like, "Hi." And he was like, "Hi." And I was like, "Okay, are you a publicist?" And he looks at me and he's like, "No, I'm David Slade." And the director of Twilight and the producer of American Gods.
Many things.
And many other things. And as he's saying this, like, I'm looking, my eyes are trailing down to his name tag, and I read it as he's saying it, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so
You're
sorry.
You're pretty pale, but I can imagine the color just dripping from your face.
Yeah, oh my God, it was so awkward. And I was like, because I was going to ask him, "Oh, could you introduce me to Ricky Whittle?" But I couldn't do that now. So I had to just be like, "Oh my God, I love American Gods. I'm so excited that you're doing it. Blah, 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 blah. My name's Selena. Okay, goodbye." And I like ran away. And then I ran into, Kyle helped me meet Ricky Whittle later that night, and it was all fine. And I met, what's his name? Ian McShane. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who was on Kings. So I was like, "I loved you in Kings. Oh my God." I'm like doing the stuff that I wish I didn't do. But so, yeah. So very, very embarrassing. Aww. And I'm sorry, David Slade.
Well, not as embarrassing as Pam's.
No, I still think you win.
Well, we'll see. Let the listeners.
Okay, well, you're going to have to help me because I don't remember the name of the actress.
Yeah, her name is Dominique Provost something.
I didn't know. Basically, what happened was I was going to the press rooms for Once Upon a Time, and I stopped in to use the bathroom because that's what you should do. These things always take a very long time. So I'm in the stall, and all of a sudden I hear this girl, she sounds very nice. She's got a British accent. She goes, "Is anybody in the stall next to me? Can you pass me some toilet paper?" And I said, "Oh, sure." And so and I didn't have any toilet paper in my stall.
Oh, no.
And she said, "You don't have any toilet paper in your stall?" I said, "No." And then she goes, "Hello, can anybody help us?" And then someone goes, "Well, I'm in the stall next to you. I can, which side are you on?" It was like this whole like telephone game because the place was full. And then finally we got this like one person like had, like I later realized it was her publicist that somebody said, "I have some in my stall," and then someone said, "Where are you?" And then someone said, "Give it to me," because they're all just stuck in there. And then so then she goes, "Wait, I still have some toilet." This is Dominique. And she goes, "I still have some toilet paper. Who needs it?" I was like, I still need it. She goes, "What side of me are you on?" I said, "I think I'm on your left." And she goes, "Okay." And I said, "Oh, thank you." And then she goes, "No problem. Us girls got to stick together."
Oh, wow.
And I realized later, because I haven't seen Winona Earp yet, so I don't really know what she looks like, that she was who she was because she asked her publicist if she should keep the outfit she had on or change. And the publicist says something like, "Yeah, keep it on because I think it differentiates you from Waverly," or like, yeah. So which is her character.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so that was my story, and it was really cute because like all the girls were like, we're going to help each other. And then as we were walking out, everyone, we were like, you guys, there's the toilet paper and some of the bathroom stalls, so help each other, like pass the word along so this wouldn't happen to anybody else.
That's so great.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Those are good bathrooms too. Nice.
Yeah. The Hilton Bayfront. Yeah. That's where they do all the press rooms for you guys that don't know.
Aqua level.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good bathrooms.
Yeah. But they were out of everything, and then they were like out of soap. So then one, this other girl was like, oh, I have hand sanitizer. So it was great.
That's really
girl bonding.
You know what? I'm actually going to give this to Selena. Because
yeah, I think that hers is, like, yeah, mine is cute. And hers is like actually proper embarrassing.
Yeah. Mine was more embarrassing. Yours was just like a bonding moment.
Yeah. This is
I mean, it was embarrassing because it was in the bathroom, but it was still like.
Yeah. You know, like women's bathrooms, I found, like if you go into like, if it's like, yeah, everybody's having a good time. Everybody's really nice in there.
Yeah.
Like they always say, like drunk girls in the bathroom are the nicest girls because everybody like compliments each other. Everybody loves each other. I feel like it's the same with Comic-Con. Like everybody's just trying to help each other out. Everybody's trying to powder their noses. Like, you need a breath mint? Here you go, friend. It's cool. You look great.
Whereas in men's restrooms, everyone just avoids each other.
Yeah.
Everyone avoids each other.
Yeah. I've been in bathrooms and it's just like, oh my, no, I shouldn't say that. Never mind.
This show has really gone down the tongue.
I'm just gonna say that the people are very helpful and very sweet. Yeah. It's really nice.
Oh my god.
So how do we come back from that?
We don't. We're at 36 minutes right now.
It's the end. Well, actually, we are kind of at the end of the show, but I guess
talk about the Her Universe fashion show.
Of course.
So on Thursday night, I was gonna do the Luke Cage panel, but then we couldn't get a pass in. So somebody who's already in the room was really nice and decided to take that. So I decided to go to the Her Universe fashion show, which is a blast. And if you guys are around, I don't even think you need a Comic-Con pass. I'm not sure if you do, but it's great. They gave out free stuff, and at first I was like, I was really tired, so I was like, oh, why am I here? I'm like really far from the apartment. And then the show started, and the clothes were just amazing. And Ashley Eckstein, if anybody, you've probably seen it, but she's wearing a dress basically made out of Lego in the design of her character from the Clone Wars, and it's like, it's really gorgeous. And
made out of Legos.
I mean, there's like a base dress, but like there's Lego it weighed like 25 pounds or something.
Oh
yeah,
God. It's like a character at Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, yeah, that was really great. And the dresses were amazing. There was one like based on like the zombies from 28 Days Later that was just really like, the woman who made it, I think she has leukemia, so she was bald, and she kind of, like, just went out there, like, all covered in blood and, like, doing the zombie thing. That was amazing. Somebody who had a Harry Potter book dress where, like, the skirt was, like, the pages of the book. It was, like, insane. It drove me crazy. A Phasma dress that was, yeah, there are pictures online, and, like, just, it was really revitalizing. Like, I felt, like, much more awake when I was, like, when I left. It was like, oh, I'm, like, it's a great community of, like, fangirls and people focusing on, like, you know, creativity through fandom. So, yeah, I was really glad.
That's awesome.
That.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I saw a little bit from outside because they had TV screens outside. And I was like, oh, it's cool.
I was going to say, we're almost at the end now, but I just want to wrap up with asking you guys if there was anything you saw that you want to preview that looks particularly interesting. Any trailers, any TV show pilots, anything like that?
I saw the pilot for The Good Place. If you want to learn more about that, it's Michael Schur's new show, who is probably best known most recently for Parks and Rec. So if you like that dry humor, definitely check that out. It stars Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, and it takes place in a form of an afterlife. And it's just a really fun, like, 30-minute comedy. Definitely recommend checking it out to see if it's up your alley when it premieres in September. And if you want to learn more about it, we have a write-up of the panel and a write-up of what went down in the press room on Hypebol.com.
Nice. I guess I didn't see any pilots, but the Timeless experience was pretty cool. They had a, like, ride experience outside of Comic-Con where you go in, because the Timeless is a TV show about these people who need to go back in time and track someone who's doing evil, terrible things and stuff. And so they theme this building is if you're going back through time and it's actually like a carnival ride. And that was a lot of fun and like getting stuck against the wall as it spins.
Yeah, we all three of us went to that.
Yeah. I know. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. And the trailers and the information that they showed beforehand was like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, the publicist that asked for you, Pam.
Which one?
I don't remember her name.
No.
But she was like, oh, Hyrule, is Pam there? We were like,
Yeah.
What?
I'll show you the email in a bit.
Yeah. There was I wasn't there though.
No, you weren't there.
Okay, I was gonna say, was this something I forgot that happened to me?
No.
Oh, that's really funny. I wonder who it was. I thought you were talking about Akiva for a minute. Because he had to come out and get me, but that's a story for another time. but this does bring up a good point. So like, even if you don't get passes to Comic-Con, like if you happen to be in the area in San Diego, there is a lot to do and see outside and around the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make a whole day just out of like not necessarily going in, but just like walking around. Like a lot of the carnival, like this year they had carnival stuff, is like free for anybody.
Yeah. You might even have more fun.
Seriously.
It's just a lot of waiting. It is a lot of waiting,
The cosplay also is amazing. I don't know if anybody had favorite cosplays, but I got ridiculously excited because I saw an Angelica and Eliza.
I saw Skylar.
And they were amazing. Like they were walking together. The costumes just looked straight from the stage of Hamilton. And they also kind of looked like Pippa and Elise, and it was like Renee Elise, and it was amazing.
That's my favorite, is when cosplayers look like the characters too. Like, it's not just the outfit, but like.
We also saw a really good Rick Grimes, do you remember? I did a double take because he looked so much like Andrew Lincoln. We were like, and I would have stopped to like ask for a picture, which I never do, not with myself, but like just of him to post. Mm-hmm. But he was like on the phone, so we didn't really bother him, but we were like, what?
Yeah, I would say I think my favorite. Shout out to the Bellark cosplay couple from the 100.
Aww.
I spoke to them. I will leave something with them. Just because they're so cute, funny. And they had like over the past couple of years they've been cosplaying as Bellamy Clark from the 100. Then she was pregnant at one con, and now they have a baby. Aww. So it's just like it's really cool. You.
Sorry, I was looking at this. Sorry.
Live on the studio audience. So, I mean, they were really cool. I tweeted out a Xena and Gabrielle cosplay couple, and they looked like the characters so much. They were amazing. My favorites are the families.
I love the families.
That's why I love the Bellark thing with the baby. There's another. I didn't. They weren't here this year, I don't think. But there's the one with Finn and Rey. They have a baby too. Yeah. I love them. We saw a couple of families with an older like a mom or like a grandmom who's dressed like Leia, and then there was a teenager or like an adult woman dressed like Rey, and they might have like a son with them who's like a Finn or Poe or anything like that, and then they have like babies that are like Luke, and so like
that's adorable.
I love, and I've seen like two or three of those families with just the mom with her kids there, and just knowing. We've been talking about that too, how Star Wars just fosters that community, and now it's like generations of women can cosplay female characters together. And so that was so beautiful to me. And I didn't get any pictures of them, but that sort of moved me a little bit.
Yeah, I saw in the bathroom.
Speaking of,
see you back to bathroom hype, toilet hype.
There was a Leia like from the jacket she wears in that outfit in The Force Awakens, and a Jyn Erso.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing. Yeah, I mean, first of all, it was just awesome to like. The Rey costume by now is like ubiquitous. It's not unique, but it's
so many Reys.
So amazing to see so many people dressed up as Rey, like just like owning that, you know, and taking it on. And I love it when people cosplay stuff that isn't out yet. So that last year that was Rey, and this year it's Jyn Erso. So it was really great to see people kind of adopt that character, even though she hasn't been on screen yet for us.
Awesome. And did you see anything, any trailers or TV shows?
I didn't, no. I was not in a lot of, like...
Preview night was pretty weak this year.
It was.
You know, like, normally preview night on Wednesdays is when they, like, do the pilots and stuff. Like, and last year was, like, Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl.
Yeah.
And this year it was nothing.
Contained and blind spot. Last year was good stuff.
Last year, this was, like, my favorite thing I saw last year. I wanted them to do it this year. if you like went on those massive like petty bikes with like 20 people, you could watch. Do you guys remember this? Like, yes. They had the Supergirl like stuff in there, and you just had to like pedal around San Diego and like power up your screens or whatever, and you could watch.
That's amazing.
Yeah, everybody's really just cool. Kind of sitting like doing it's great.
I love the fandom power.
Amazing. Yeah, yes, the fandom power made it happen.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, overall, really good, productive Comic Con though.
Yeah, I didn't perfect. Have anything, just rounding off like the preview stuff. I haven't even seen any of the trailers. We're gonna do a trailer hype, probably like from the trailers God, that came so out.
I haven't watched a single one.
Same.
I just have to sit down and watch them all.
Seen the Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Oh boy, you guys are
in for a treat. Where is their time?
I know. Like, unless you're in the panel and it's happening in front of you. Then...
Yeah. I didn't even see the Fantastic Beasts, but I felt it and I heard it because they have this press room for writers this year and or journalists, I should say. Right above Hall H.
Why it kept vibrating.
Yes, it kept vibrating. And so I knew that the Fantastic Beasts thing was happening and I could feel it like under my I could feel it. I could feel it. I could kind of hear the music. I kind of hear like little somethings. And I was telling somebody else later, I contemplating putting my ear to the floor. But one, I don't know how dirty that floor is. And two, I didn't know how many people would be silently judging me. And I have a little bit of shame. So.
Yeah. There were awesome. A couple of shame nuns roaming around, speaking of.
Oh my God.
Love the shame nuns.
I love the shame people.
Yeah.
So but great. So, I mean, yeah, we'll be doing a show talking about the trailers that came out on Comic-Con because there were a lot. I want to say the only thing, because I haven't seen anything out there, but I will say I managed to get excited for season 12 of Supernatural. Which is hard because it's a show that's been going on for a long time.
You just
it's
said kind of season 12.
Yeah, it's pulling its paces. It's but I was doing the press for it and the stuff they had to say about Mary Winchester coming in and kicking ass and being a demon hunter and it sounds like they're gonna add a lot more girl power this season and so I actually left feeling like wow, you know, I really wanna check this out and also Wynonna Earp obviously got renewed for season 2, so everyone should watch that because it's gonna be big.
I've literally never heard about the show ever.
Well, it premiered in April and it finished last month, so it's really new and it's already got a huge.
It sounds like it's pulling an Orphan Black. Orphan Black aired and no one was like, I got nothing. And then after it finished is when it blew up.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same. I think it's gonna be the same. At least based on interactions so far. So we're gonna be trying to cover that more in Hyperbole because it's just a good show and it's worth covering. So, everything. Is there anything else you guys want
to... I think that's it.
That was Comic-Con.
Until next year.
Yes. Yep.
The thing with Comic-Con is that absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, we'll be ready for next year in a year. Yeah. It's a good day.
Are you guys doing any conventions until then?
No.
Actually, maybe, depending on what's going down there, San Francisco is hosting a Comic-Con for the first time in years.
Oh, really?
Yes, they used to. San Francisco used to be home to WonderCon before WonderCon got too big, and they decided to move it to LA. But usually, Kyle and I usually do WonderCon too in LA. So we'll probably that's like training ground for Comic Con.
I will say there's a Copenhagen Comic Con.
Oh, and totally go.
It's in the fall, and I don't know if it's too late to sign up for press, but if it is not, then I will do it.
You just told me you're Selena from Hyperbole.
It's like walking around here, that's like my final anecdote, and then we're done, is that whenever I say, people are like, where are you from? And I go, I'm from Hyperbole. People are like, oh my God, Hyperbole. To me, that's completely new because nobody knows about it in Europe.
No, it's new for...
That warms my heart.
Yeah, it's great when you're at the press roundtables and like you're just talking to other journalists and they're like, oh, where are you from? And you're like, oh, Hyperbole. And they're like, I love Hyperbole. And it's like, oh.
And some of the publicists were like, oh my God, we love Hyperbole and stuff. So it's just like...
One girl told me that I looked familiar and I had no idea where from. And like, she like, I still have no idea.
Oh, that's so
still
funny.
Have no clue.
Yeah, somebody did that to me too, and it turns out she was like, she's on publicity for NBC, but I've never seen her before.
What?
And it's like, yeah, it's like, but that's nice. We love it. So
we
like,
love it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Basically, no like, problem. Just come say hi.
Yeah.
Next time we're out and about.
Or you just think we look like someone else.
Yeah, and then just pretend like you know who we are, because it'll make us feel a lot better.
Yeah,
about ourselves. Sure.
Are you Lucy Lawless?
She basically is the Lucy Lawless of Danish, of Denmark.
Of Danish. Oh, actually, speaking of people not knowing Hypeable, I was at the Luke Cage roundtables, and Afri Woodard was asking people to say their outlet, and I completely forgot to do it. Because we ended up having, like, a long conversation or whatever, and then, like, I guess I said something and she was like, okay, so where are you from? And I was like, I either said New York and then Hypeable or whatever, but she couldn't get it. And so I like stuck out my business card. I was like, Hypeable. She's like, oh, Hypeable.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
You should have contributed that to the embarrassing stories Olympics.
Yeah. It was so fun. It was like, yeah, it wasn't so embarrassing for me. It was more just like... But it's fine. I don't really expect Afri Woodard to know Hypeable.
Well, meanwhile, I got, and I'll shout out to our Hypeable Gishwish team. I got a fist bump from Misha Collins because at the press tables, because we plugged Gishwish, and he was like, "Is anyone doing it?" And I was like, "Yeah, Team Hypeable." And he was like, "Yeah, it's ours." I don't know if he remembered our interview, if he was just being cool, but.
I'm going to pretend like he remembered the interview and our Skype call.
Same.
Yeah.
So Kyle's distracted, and we're pretty much wrapping up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Kyle's addicted to his phone.
I got an email.
We gotta go.
This is my first time in California. It's my first time in San Diego.
It's not your first time in California.
Oh, no, you're right. I went to
San Diego.
Yeah.
This is very important. It was a good bonding experience for us.
I forget where stuff is in America. Okay.
It was the birthplace of hello.
Yeah, it was the birthplace of hello.
So today was first time in Iowa.
Yeah, that's right. You are. You've now traveled so far that you're not even in California anymore.
So today we'll debut goodbye, I guess.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm very excited. First time in San Diego. I haven't seen anything except for the convention center. So I'm very excited to see a little bit of that. And then, we'll be back to you guys with the regular programming, and we can talk about all the trailers and everything else that broke, and we'll have a crowd back as well. And, we hope that you guys felt like you had a little bite of the experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or you feel like you went with us to the toilet, which, you know.
You basically did. I brought you all along with me. How embarrassing. Tweet at us, email us. Tumblr message, whatever you want to do. If you have any questions or want us to elaborate more on some things, like specific questions about Comic-Con, anything like that.
Get
in touch.
Hype@hypeable.com is a Twitter. That's our email.
That's our email.
Hype@hypeable.com is our email. At Hypeable Hype is our Twitter and Instagram, and hypepodcast.com is our Tumblr, and hypeable.com is
Hypepodcast.tumblr.com.
What did I say?
Hypepodcast.com.
Oh, yeah. Well,
coming soon, maybe.
Future. Reviewed in the future. Hypepodcast.tumblr.com, and Hypeable is hypeable.com. And I can see these guys like shaking their heads at me, like, no, explain it.
It's perfect. What are you talking about?
Thanks.
Yay.
We did it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye. Do you want to sign off? We'll go in a circle. Thanks for listening, guys. Go.
My name is Selena.
My name is Pamela.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Mikhail.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
And clear.